arousal's immense macrinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back. And we have an interesting discussion last hour with Hardy Schlanger. I'm just going to temper that. We're going to talk about some pro-life issues. We have three movies that came out in the last year and a half. We have the Gosnell movie about the late-term abortionists. We have the Unplanned movie that's still in the theaters around the country. And we have the one coming out this fall called Roe vs. Wade. All the Democrats support late-term abortions and infanticide. All the Democrats support one form or another, ultimately, of socialized medicine, which is toxic and dangerous. I support a Kohenic type system based on the ancient principles that were in the Pentateuch, the documents written by Moses, given by God, to have the tithe actually to make sure it took care of the priesthood class, the, if you want to call it, the administrators of the Israeli society in ancient times, and also those that would come to your home and not require a fee for service to take care of you, to burn down your home if it was full of mold and rebuild it, and to take care of you. So I need a system that is much more godly. It protects the weebly, and in fact, instead of calling the fetuses, we'll call the wee-b-lee, the unborn human beings that are conceived. In the moment of conception, they're a person. If we don't defend the personhood of the unborn, and like we talked about yesterday with Stefan Arnaio and his book called Hard Times Make Strong Men, and his information about the fact that God's authority goes to the strong leading men in a society or family that protect their woman that's a nurturer and the creator of life, and you don't have the societal units of families anymore, which, by the way, all the socialists and communists want to destroy the family and want to become the superstate to control reproduction, even control your child. So whether you decide to not have your child go through a third course of chemo, like a recent case, these are all really bad things that the socialist state wants to take over. We want a system that takes care of people that don't have the ability to get insurance. We want everybody to have catastrophic insurance. It's a human right. But we don't want to have a totalitarian state that force vaccinates you. I saw another lady that was on there with no kind of medical background at all trying to push the idea. She used to be an anti-vaxxer. Now she's over vaccines. You're an idiot, lady. You can take nutraceuticals to prevent any kind of viral bacterial infection or meningitis. You do not need to take vaccines. All they do is tag the pathogen, and if your immune system is still deficient, you're still going to have a serious infection. And if you are thinking you have to give the vaccines to everybody so they're all protected, no, no. Those who have the vaccines, if they believe they truly were protected, they don't need a vaccine. The other people who decide not to take them, because vaccines many times are viruses that can grow in your body for decades after, eventually grow in your brain tissue even when you're dying of dementia, or they can cause genetic changes to increase things like pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, and other serious health problems like the Gardasil vaccine. So you're an idiot, and there's no cure for it, except you need to shut up and let people like me who understand vaccines and know what they are and how dangerous they are. There's only a few that I think, if they're not contaminated, are safe. The anthrax vaccine, the pneumonia, pretty well everything else. Like, I haven't seen any newborns lining up in the drug cartels or brothels or whatever to get, you know, drugs or illicit sex. So why vaccinate a child for hepatitis when, if you simply use antipathogenics in the child's diet, like Nutrisilver, etc., they won't get a viral infection or Nutri Defense. These are totally safe to even give the newborn. So I don't want a top-down control state. I want simple things like, for example, maybe you have a VAT or value-added tax where you start taxing mega corporations like Amazon and these other corps that have destroyed a lot of local businesses. So you can actually have the money flow through to the county, not the state. I don't want to see the state trying to control it through their politicians, because as soon as you politicize things, things go bad. So that's a pro-life issue. Trump is doing the right thing, trying to negotiate. I know that Hardy wants to downplay the danger of Lauchila Island and the Russians there. We recently, this week, also had discussions back and forth with Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, whose aunt was the first wife, actually, of Fidel Castro of Cuba. Well, I'm sure he's not very friendly with him now. But he walked back the idea that Russians might have nukes there. Of course they have nukes there. And they're extremely dangerous nukes. And it's much more dangerous than, you know, the Grenada Island ones in 1987 or the 1962 nukes that were in Cuba. The Cubans also have 46,000 troops, including the private guard around Maduro. What we should be doing is pushing for elections, rather than, you know, carpet bombing the people there, which is going to kill a lot of people. And we have to push that, along with the elections, let the food supplies come into the people that are indigent, because If you don't support Maduro, he doesn't let you get health care and or drugs or food and turns off your water. People need to realize this is not acceptable. And the other states like Russia and China should support us in that because they don't want a conflict. They want trade. They want industry. They want collaboration on technology. And China right now is trying to pretend they're real tough. They're not tough. They're basically they're in a losing position. Their economy is contracting. We've got Butch Pa now. So, Pastor Butch, I talked about a few things about pro-life issues and about Russia and China, and Trump trying to negotiate deals with two very dangerous empires, Russia and China, and their proxy, North Korea and Venezuela. There's some warmongers around that want to kind of just carpet bomb, and we need to have that in reserve. We need to have the weapon system so that when they don't want to play ball, they realize the consequences are grisly, so they're not going to start a war. That's the only thing that stops Russia and China, by the way, is the consequences that might happen if they try to start anything. They might try to see if they could shield themselves by using a proxy of North Korea. And I don't understand the Democrats. They're suicidally stupid. Continue to attack even Donald Trump's son. At the same time, they're calling for infanticide and late-term abortions when even 93% of abortionists that do them every day in first trimester would not in any way participate in the third trimester. I think it's bizarre where we hear the foolishness coming out of people like Bernie Sanderclaus, I call him. He needs a Santa hat all the time, of how he's not going to dissect away the drug companies and the big trial lawyers, and then he wants to tax us to death, which would destroy our economy to provide health care for everybody, and then I'm going to probably force vaccinate and kill you because a lot of the health provider services won't be there anymore, so there'll be no more innovation. They'll have control over the protocols of what doctors do. I worked in a socialist country, Canada. It's disgusting. I know some people think it's great and so everybody has health care. Yeah, I call it hangnail medicine at the speed of light. You got something serious or need innovative care, you're screwed. I have a lady that just contacted me yesterday. She's in Parsborough, Nova Scotia, with stage 4 cancer of her colon going to her liver. She's petrified. She's just smart enough to realize the oncologist advised her she'd only get an extra year of life with conventional chemo. I saw and gave chemo back in 1977 at the Vancouver General, my internal medicine residency after where I saw it in practice. Chemo kills you, okay? And the healthcare systems that are socialists kill you. And the Democrats will not only kill you, but your babies. And then their idea is, well, we'll just import people from other countries and change the culture from these peoples from other countries and dilute America. Their entire policies are so anti-God, anti-humanity, anti-decency. It just makes me want to get sick. And I can't believe people think that, well, we need socialized medicine. No, we don't. We need a safety net like the ancient Kohenic priesthood so that we take care of people that don't have insurance and we give them ways of getting taken care of. We already have licenses that if a illegal arrives here from last week from Mexico, they actually get priority here in California over somebody like me that has insurance and paid into it for decades. That's the facts. So people don't understand we're going to pay one way or the other. But the damn, right? So I'd like you to comment on all these things. There's so much stuff.
I'm trying to understand you. There's a bad connection here.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of news swirling right now. I can hear you, but maybe you can't hear me. All right, Butch, are you on a regular landline phone? Are you on a landline phone or a cell phone?
Yes.
Yeah, landline. You know, the only problem is you aren't pulling the string hard enough. You know, when you're kids and you pull the two cups far enough. You have to pull the string tighter, it doesn't work. Ha-ha. Between the two cans, right? With a little, we call a string phone. Right? You ever play with one of those when you were a kid?
I can barely understand you.
So, yeah, maybe we'll have to call you back. Do you have a cell phone we can call you on?
I don't know what you're saying.
Can we, maybe we need to get you back on cell phone, but I want you to comment. I can hear you.
You can try if you want to try me, David.
Right, well, let's try a cell phone, but here's what I'd like you to do. Oh, there he's gone. We'll try to get Butch back on his cell phone because obviously his landline, as they say, you know, when we were a kid, back, you know, basically 65 years ago when I was a kid back in the 50s, you take the two cans and put a string between them and pull them tight. So if the string wasn't tight, you couldn't hear the kid and they say the treehouse. So you got to have that string tight. I guess landlines aren't as good anymore, depending on which part of the country you're in. And even on the internet hop, if you've got bad Skype sometimes, the internet hop will block it. You know, you won't get good sound. So we've got a lot of things cooking. My guess is the Horowitz report's going to come out in the next probably 4 to 6 weeks. The Uber reports. Barr's now t- totally pissed off at the Democrats after trying to impeach him. They're saying they're delaying it a week. The Democrats need to know this is going to come back on them. I saw an Indian gentleman that's a Democrat saying how that they think that there's 10 points that Mueller put in. They're going to have him kind of go before the committee that indicate that Trump had tried to do what's called an impeachable offense, which is obstruction. How can you be obstructing when there's no crime committed, when you're falsely accused? These people are nuts. And they have to understand, even the law, if the law is an ass, don't respect it. For example, the previous director of the Controller Border, she respected the law and she doesn't deserve respect. When the judges make decisions like the Flores to take kids that are not even genetically related to the parents in the country and not return to their home country, to their actual family, this is an obscenity. We need to realize there needs to be some common sense here. So far, there's a very great lack of that common sense. So what I see happening, I see Trump is like the only adult in the room, and he's got some bad advisors around him, and he needs to get new ones. We're trying hard to actually get in direct contact with Trump. I've been trying with my media contacts to have Donald Trump on the show, to get Senator Scott, who's now on the Committee for Health Reform and Drug Reform, who now is the senator from Florida, to get Senator Rand Paul to talk about his pro-life bill. Do we have Pastor Butch back now on the cell phone?
I'm right here.
Hey, I can hear you better now. Can you hear us?
I can hear you much better, yes.
Yeah, you know why? Because you got a New World Order phone. By the way, I got a joke for you that you'll like, and you may be able to use it on your show. People worry about the mark of the beast. I say all they need to do is we have the 2020 ID next year. Everybody's now got world compliant world IDs. All you got to do is make a mandatory Velcro law where your cell phone must be Velcro to at least one body part, or you're in violation of the identification control system of whatever nation you're in, and you go to jail for a year. And if you go to jail for a year, you, by the way, can either be put in a civil detention camp or under executed. So that would make sure that everybody's Velcroed their cell phone to a body part like their head, their right buttock, or whatever, and that's your mark of the beast. Do you like that joke?
Oh, yeah, really. And, you know, it's a joke, but it's very serious. I mean,
people don't realize the cell phones are tracking us. They've got all these scalar radiation they can give off that can affect your biology. And they're hacking, eventually want to hack into human cortex, either with, you know, a helmet like the ones that they now have with the high-speed computers that they tried to get me to work on 41 years ago. But people have to understand the globalists are trying to ape God. God is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipresent, and all-powerful. And Satan wants to ape God. He's not God. He's the most intelligent created being in the universe, but he's an idiot. And he's suicidal, and he is going to have his end. I mean, he's not going to live forever. Satan is going to be destroyed. And people don't get this, that those who do not follow God and do God's will are destroyed too. It doesn't matter how nice they are. They could be doing good works and all kinds of stuff, but if they don't do God's will, they're going to be destroyed. And they don't get it, do they? God doesn't take, half measures, does he?
If they're not born again, they're not going to make it. That's why Christ said.
Right, even if they're nicer, they can be nicer than me, and they're not going to make it. People don't understand.
Absolutely.
It's like having a troop of special forces. God says, okay, if you're my troop and there's 20 guys, you do exactly what I say, special forces, and you take care of each other and defend each other, or we execute you. Now, that's how things work in special forces, because the guys will just let you out there and the enemy will kill you. So people don't know that that's how God treats it. He is the creator and he is the destroyer. The destroyer is not the devil. It's God. Right?
People understand that Satan is under God's control. He allows him so much and then that's all he allows. He's under God's control. And the evil we're seeing in this world, in this nation, is because of the sin of the people. It's not because it's out of control. God gave us choices. Life or death.
Exactly.
And a nation has chosen death. The Bible says those that hate me love death. We're murdering 100 million babies already.
God's a gentleman. He gives us autonomy. In other words, we get control.
Sure, that's right.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in this election? Because I think that the Democrats have already lost. Now the Mueller reports come out, now they're trying to even subpoena Donald Trump's son. Now that we see the Pelosi and so on not trying to accomplish anything, not to fix health care or the border or anything, but just to continue the circus. And now they're trying to impeach Barr, and they're delaying it a week, and now they're trying to find more documents like his tax returns for Donald Trump. course, he lost money. Everybody did with the collapse of the economy back then. What are they talking about? Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVast, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity, and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Welcome back, and we have a caller. What's your first name, caller?
My first name is Ralph.
And, Ralph, you're calling with some really good questions. I'd like you to kind of frame them. I want to hear from Pastor Butch first, because you mentioned a number of things. You listened to my show, but you also did a lot of your own independent research. And it's good to have callers call into the show, by the way, because unless people realize that it's better for people to hear a dialogue than a monologue. It's better also for people to realize that it's not just, quote, my opinion or Pastor Butch's opinion. You can check a lot of these things in open documents, like the Project for the New American Century, the World Watch Institute, the Agenda 2030. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are things that are based part of reality. And I think people should start understanding that. So, by the way, if you're trying to call into the show, stay on topic, 844-769-2944. But this is a topic, so what are the key elements of the financial thing you're talking about now? Because Christine Lagarde, back in January, made a statement from the International Monetary Fund. And what was the statement? Go ahead.
Well, my understanding is that the confab that was there in Davos, Switzerland, was they were needing in excess of $100 trillion to inject into the global financial system because of the massive debt that they're carrying.
Right. It's been about 4 years that even the speculative bankers can't make money. They used to make money up to about 4 years ago. And, in fact, most of the debt in the world is actually speculative debt in the realm of hundreds of quadrillions of dollars. And what people don't understand, this debt is equivalent to around 300 Earths in terms of the total GDP of every country on Earth by 300 times. It can never be repaid. But this is part of the game. What's your next statement you want to make? Because I want Pastor Butch to respond, because we had Kelby Smith on for a long time. I think actually trying to see if you can dissect yourself away from this sort of corporate idea of the corporation of the United States or any other corporation or country is a waste of time. And the reason why I say it's a waste of time is it's already too late. The only thing that's going to save you is a spiritual perspective of what God wants on the earth. And the rapture, which is coming, by the way, is going to take evil out of the earth, not good. And he's going to dissect it away. We're not going to be able to accomplish this on our own, even through legal means, because the legal system itself is part of the corruption. The Bar Association is a British authorized registry. It's Luciferic, it's Druidic, it's Satanic. Satan controls both fighters in the ring. He's always going to win, isn't he?
If I could pose in a question form two circumstances that you were in the States are facing and we in Canada are facing, and that is the financial warfare with China. Now in Canada here, the Chinese are rejecting all our grains, seeds, canola, and they're refusing. And it's going to really destroy the farming and various elements here. In your country, you're facing so-called tariffs and trade wars with China. So I'd like to ask and wonder if a lot of this is in theater to distract us away from what would be a global wealth transfer from, the working class, middle class people into the coffers of these global banking cartel or, financial elements.
Well, that happened in 2008. Remember the Big Short movie? And they had a little dialogue of 4 or 5 minutes at the end of it. I want to hear Pastor Butch's response, because they said all these people went to jail and everything was fixed. And they said it never happened. In other words, it's not a matter of the global transfer. All the money on earth is owned by Lucifer. If you remember what Jesus said, give to, held up a coin he took from a fish's mouth, and he said, give to God what is God and to Caesar what Caesar's. All the currencies on earth are Lucifer's. They're Luciferic. He owns them. He doesn't need to. He can print more money. He can create it out of thin air. That's how they create money. It's actually, when you have a mortgage, it's a death grip. You create value out of getting yourself mortgaged to a home. And you don't even have the right to own the land under your home, because you don't own the land rights. The land rights go back to the original mortgager of the land. And the fact is that in the Bar Association and in the Druidic Council and in the Magna Carta, that we don't, as basically below the Bar Association, we don't have the right to owe properties. We're not bales. People don't get this. The Luciferic system, that Satan owns all the money. So he can print as much as he wants. It's not really a wealth transfer. What he wants to do, he wants to remove the power of financial transactions, lesser e-transfers, and he'll give you wealth if you agree with the government, just like in China now. 13 million are non-citizens where their social rating's so low, they can't get on a train, plane, or get a job, or even get medical care or drugs in China. You die in China. Same thing with Maduro in Venezuela. And people need to understand the superstate now is omniscient. All the social media are just tentacles of the beast system. And all the intel agencies, not just Five Eyes, all of them were conceived by the Thule Society, which are channeling transdimensional entities 200 years ago and were taken over by us when we absorbed the Nazis for our space program and our intel that became the OSS and CIA. All the intel agencies on the planet are under Project Omega, which was completed by George Bush Sr. back in 1982 with underground cities and dumb deep underground military bases, etc. And we're directly in conjunction with transdimensional and extragalactic entities that actually control our world. We're not in control of this world. Lucifer is, and he owns all the money. Not some of it, all of it.
Go ahead. Dr. Bill, before you pass that question on to Pastor Butch, the same individual who was involved in that big short, the shorting of the housing and that whole pyramid in 08, has done a shorting system like that with the Canadian banks.
Right.
Here in Canada, right now.
I can see it because Canada has three of the 10 largest banks on the planet. Canada, the little tiny country of Canada, under the Queen of England, and by the way, the Queen of England owns, in every Commonwealth nation, all of the land and the mineral resources right to the center of the earth. People don't know that. Pastor Butch, your comments.
Well, you all covered a lot of territory there. You really did. But you know,
pick up what you like. Pick up what you like.
Okay, I'll pick up where you mentioned about being part of the corporation, and our folks don't really understand this, but we have been bankrupt since 1933, literally.
Right.
And the reason we're bankrupt, well, they've been issuing fiat currency since 1933. In 1964, they took the last semblance of silver out of the money to back it, so it's fiat currency. Debt is unavoidable with fiat currency. You cannot be independent or out of a corporation as long as you are passing Federal Reserve notes to pay debt. All you're doing is you're part of the system. It's too late to break this corporation out of your life. You can't do it because you function in the system or you don't function at all. That's just the way it goes now.
Well, that's why politicians advance themselves by promising money they don't have of your grandchildren's
sure.
money
well,
from 100 years from now.
We have right. Cortez. We want to give everybody in the country a check whether they work or not. But I think that Ralph is right. There's a lot of smoke screens, and boy, they're good at it. And they keep everybody off balance so much, they don't know where they look. It's like trying to referee 10 tennis matches at one time. You can't
right.
do it. You're just off balance. But, yes, the financial system in this country and around the world, actually, is going to collapse. I mean, Argentina is about under. Venezuela, of course, is under. Other nations that went under. And the IMF wants to get involved and loan the money to get them out, which enslaves the nation even more. When the IMF pays our representatives in our nation for the state, I mean for the senators and the congressmen in Washington, D.C., when they're paid by IMF, our Social Security is paid by IMF, are
right.
we really independent? Are we really a sovereign people? Are we a sovereign nation?
We're all part of the system. By the way, we're sovereign because, as a saved Christian, our rights and our abilities to protect ourselves come from the Creator God. And if you start taking that perspective, God's perspective, the Luciferic perspective is basically a scam. It's a very, very... I started watching again a miniseries on TV called Sneaky Pete, and he's a con man, right? And Satan and his minions here on Earth, bankers, the globalists, of all the politicians, left and the right, are Sneaky Petes. They're all con men. And they're conning us to think that somehow when we vote for one side or the other, and we're voting... What I tell people, we're voting for the left or right side of the snake, but the snake pushes against itself to move forward, whether it's a Democrat or Republican snake, or it's in another country, a different group of parties, but it's all Luciferic dialectics of opposition. And the perfect example is Nimrod, the king of Babylon, who became the emperor, and what he would do is send his rabble in to kill people and rape them, and he'd say, well, look, if you make me your emperor, I'll protect your talents and my troops. So we see that even financially, what's going on right now, the deals that Trump's going to work out. He's going to actually try to force China and Russia into a deal. And it says in the Bible that deal will eventually make all the 10 kings of the world give their power to the beast for 1 hour or one period of time. I believe, although Trump is a do-gooding white hat believer, and he's probably the best president we've had for a long time, he's not a Christian yet. And he's working swiftly to institute what's called the world order. and the world order is a projection of the Luciferic British Empire through America, its proxy now, it's a policeman, to actually force the new world order on the whole planet. 90% of the world currency is controlled by the IMF. The other 10% is Russia and China and other small little countries. And until we don't have a Bretton Woods agreement, and what I see coming is that the system is going to transition to a world financial collapse and then forcing everybody to use e-currencies so you don't have physical money in your pocket anymore. And if they want to press Alt-Delete in cyberspace, you cease to exist like a social rating in China, where 13-plus million Chinese can't get medical drugs, medical care, get on a train, plane, or even leave the country. They can't get a job. And people don't understand the cyber state, which is the virtual world project or the Matrix, is really close to culmination now, isn't it? Very close.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, people don't understand that the Matrix system that this world is developing, and of course, links up so much, finances, even cell phones, all this is part of the world system, and we're all chained into it, whether we like it or not. I mean, if you go to the store to buy something, it's done by computer. If you go to the doctor, they want to see your picture ID and all. This is all.
Yeah, they spend most of their time on the damn computer to actually putting in data by standards from Health and Human Services because they have to put all the data in. Very frustrating for health providers because they can't be innovative in care. And remember, socialized health care kills. But that's what they want. They don't want a health care system to extend human lifespan like I do as a functional medicine doctor, and I can treat and make people live and recover from cancer or other diseases thousands of miles away by the doctor right in front of them can't do a damn thing. They're hampered because they're in a luciferic pre-embalming system. They're not in a system, same way as your politicians are not there to help your family get stronger or you to accumulate wealth you can pass on to your kids, because you're not even allowed to own the land under your home. People don't understand this. We're basically tenants on our land, and we're basically slaves in a slave-owned system controlled by the banks, and we're not even allowed by the luciferic legal system to own property. As they say, the 90% of the, right? Go ahead.
Dr. Deagle and Pastor Butch, would you agree that, citizens in the States and we in Canada here, in order to protect ourselves, would it be wise to short those debt instruments, which is your Treasury or Federal Reserve notes, and we are monopoly funny money in Canada here. So as we as working class individuals to hedge against that destruction of that currency, have in our own possession hard assets and perhaps maybe even cryptocurrencies of sorts?
Well, the one I recommend is the carat bars gold, which you can have carat cash. And by September, it's going to come out with a new ATMs around the world. And the carat bar ICO coins. So carat bars is a solution. They also gold and silver. And food, things like our legacy food resources. You need to have things that are barterable because they need to collapse the world economy and the social network so they can ultimately ultimate control, because they don't have ultimate control now. And they're freaked out by the fact that even the Democrats, for example, or the Rhino Republicans are freaked out by the fact we have populism spreading not just with Trump but to Hungary, Italy, many other nations, Austria, and around the world, even Asian countries, and inside even China. Most of the people in China basically are not agreeing with these old oligarchs that are either running, the PLA running, or the oligarchs in Russia. And things are going to change. I think God is going to do something supernatural that's going to remove the evil out of the world. I don't think we're going to do it. I think we need to be waiting for God's timing. I think the idea of I don't think you can manipulate the stock market. I think it's a good idea to prep yourself up to make sure you have backup power and personal protection and nutraceuticals to deal with a collapse in civilization, because it's going
to
come.
But to be able to answer the Ralph's question, this is a very good question, a very good point. Now, I don't think the debit or the online coins are worth anything, because they're actually fiction. They're a blip on a computer. It's like paper assets, 401ks, IRAs. When the dollar goes, those are worthless. They're a piece of paper. They're worth nothing. They're worth the paper they're written on. He mentioned gold and silver, and absolutely, I tried to restore again for myself. I put back some gold and silver, and because I did, Ralph, about 8, 9, 10 years ago, I think I bought enough silver dollars and started buying them back in 1990s when they were $3 a piece. I sold them, paid off the house and land 17 years early.
Whoa. Smart guy. Stay right there. Good questions. Again, if you don't believe the New World Order's happened and the Mark of the Beast is here, you're just not paying attention. If you don't realize Even though Calvin Smith has good intentions, the idea of dissecting your way from some to Lucifer control, Satan controls every dollar, every currency on Earth. He controls every government on Earth. It doesn't matter if it's left or right. Cardiovasc is a seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom. venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I think as we're heading the next year and a half, I'm pretty certain that Donald Trump will be reelected. People are, the average population is center right. They're going to be conservative in terms of pro-life. They want to have their jobs and money in their pocket. They don't want to be taxed to death like Bernie Sanders Claus. They don't want to be killing babies. They want to control the border. They want to have trade deals that are fair. They don't want illegal and unnecessary wars where, you know, Bolton and so on are pushing for war. But we need to denuke La Rochelle Island. I had discussions with Harley, and he still thinks, well, Russia and China aren't dangerous. Yes, they are. But they're dangerous because the New World Order is actually being run out of America and Britain. I mean, we're the young lions that are actually running this New World Order for the international bankers like the IMF. And the fact is, Russia and China will be for a time captured. Now, the problem is next month, after Ramadan, Jared Kushner is going to declare the trade accord with Palestine, probably a two-state nation agreement. And probably over the next year or so, in fact, we had it on the show yesterday, Mayor David Rubin talking about his book called Trump and the Jews. And I'd like Pastor Richie to comment on this because I support the state of Israel. I have both Kohenic blood from the line of Moses and Jewish blood. And I can tell you, understanding what's going on in the Middle East from my relatives, that the powers that be are trying to control and balkanize and break up the Middle East. That's why they want to break up Syria. Syria is the only place where it's actually safe to be a Christian or a Jew in the Middle East without being persecuted or killed. And what I see happening is a globalist, like John Lightning Bolt, I call him, you know, like a superhero bad guy. And Pompeo is very intelligent, but these people are warmongers. You're not going to solve things with war here. You can't solve things, like if Trump decided to make a few phone calls and seize the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs and the PLA, and to shut down these plants in China that are creating carfentanil, because that's the real opioid problem, when they worry about an opioid problem. And in terms of the drug cartels, that's why these nations in Central America are so unlivable. The SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, works with the Sinaloa and other drug cartels. And in Mexico and Central America, there's narco states. The same thing in Afghanistan. The narco state run with the Taliban is delivering crocodile, as they call it in Russia, and to other countries, that's so poor quality heroin that it causes gangrene if you inject it. So we have to understand that although Trump is doing some really good things, under his watch, the New World Order is proceeding very quickly toward the final culmination of the peace accord in the Middle East. What I see happening is they gave it a half shekel just a few months ago with both Trump and King Cyrus of Persia on it because they consider him a Mashiach or an anointed one. I think the people in Israel are turning toward God, but they're not there yet. There's religious people that want to see a revelation of the Creator God. But the state of Israel was not founded as a Christian state or Jewish state. It was founded as a communist, atheistic state with kibbutzim. And people like Joe Slovo was not only a member of the Duma in Russia, but also a member of the Knesset in Israel back in the founding in the late 1940s. People don't know these facts, do they?
No, they don't. They truly don't. And you know, I guess I'm just a little old-fashioned guy, but I'm kind of like America first as far as taking care of our homeland first and seeing jobs are here and bringing this country back to what it used to be. I remember as a young boy when America fed, clothed, and took care of the whole world. And we exported from food to clothing to shoes to cars. Everything we needed was made here in America. That is long since disappeared. And no matter who you blame it on, it's gone. I mean, we know who's behind it, but that doesn't change it. And American people, I'm afraid, are turning more in the way of socialism because especially young people. I mean, they love Bernie Sanders. When you stop and think about this, whenever you give somebody something for nothing and they get used to it, it's hard to break them off of. We started this idea back in with Social Security and right on beyond that, HUD and all the other things, of course, and food stamps. When people start getting accustomed to getting something for nothing, it's hard to wean them. And we come too far down the road to wean them now. There'll be a riot in the streets if you ever tried. And I'm not a prophecy teacher, but I do know, I have read Dimitri Dudeman's prophecies, and I do believe America's headed for a civil war because we've been divided into many factions, many, many factions. And it's coming to blows, literally, already.
Well, I think
probably a year or less, it's going to be all out bloodshed.
I think that if Trump is elected in 2020, I'm worried about 2024 and thereafter. If the Democrats or Rhino Republicans get control, we're going to start moving toward a thing for disarming the public. We're going to see a contraction of the world economy that's going to be uncontrollable. And we're going to see increased dangers of thermonuclear, chemical, and biological attack on American civilization. And people are going to need private protection. I mean, this is why Venezuela is such a mess, is because if the private citizens had guns, the Maduro regime would be long gone. They'd be able to get food and get their supplies in, but they can't because they've been disarmed by Maduro. If they disarm the American public, it'll be unbelievable, won't it?
Well, you know, Dr. Hill, I started teaching, as I mentioned last Saturday, one of the heaviest teachings I've ever done, and probably one that worried me the most because I know what I'm teaching could cost somebody's life one day. But I'm teaching on the duty, not the right. God doesn't give rights. He gives duties and blessings. So when I'm teaching on the duty of self-defense and when to pick up arms, I'm teaching it right now at Bible study. I'll finish it up next time we're together. It's available on CD or DVD. If people ask questions about what do we do, I'm going to show them in the Bible what our duties are to God. And if we don't stand in defending ourselves to families, then we have denied God. And that is a serious thing to fall into.
It most definitely is. Our caller, do you have some questions or comments here? Because I think the average population is not getting this truth. They get partway on Fox News, but none of the other networks or radio stations or even the social media, because the social media now are controlled and called by people like Zuckerberg, who now and Google and so on are now in control of controlling the actual dialogue. 57% of Americans, for example, that are Democrat, think that Donald Trump's guilty of treason. How insane is that? These people are not even thinking with two clues rubbed together and thinking their current president is a traitor, even though the Mueller report was stashed by 17 Democrats, can't find it, but he put these crumbs, I call these obstruction crumbs, in the report. And that's all the Democrats are going on, thinking they don't need to supply better health care to the poor, people who can't afford insurance, 30 million. They don't have to control the border and let MS-13 come in. They don't have to control the right acquisition of military equipment to make our military stronger and protect the population. We don't have we call Department of Defense. We have a Department of War. Americans aren't safer from thermonuclear attack or chemical or biological weapons. I work with the FEMA, FBI, and CDC. We are completely idiotic, spending $750 billion every year, and we're no safer, are we?
Well, Dr. Bill and Pastor Butch, I think what has to happen is all of us who are understanding these circumstances need to protect ourselves and not be scared from the fear that the media puts into talking about it and so freezes people and they become inactive and paralyzed. We have to, as individuals for our families and or ourselves, prepare whatever it has to be, whether it be our food or our assets, protect our money financially. We have to take responsibility for our actions not be.
I agree. I think the problem is, though, the people, they always think that it's a nanny state. They always think someone's going to take care of them. You know, they say you don't become a true adult until your 30s, because in your 20s you might think that mommy and daddy are going to take care of you or pay your college, or you run up these giant student loans and think it's never going to have to be repaid. And what happens is our society, especially with the socialists now running our universities in Canada, the United States, and the West, they always think that someone else is going to take care of them, and it's not true. We're personally responsible for ourselves and those who can't take care of themselves. And we don't do that. The churches should have more responsibility to take care of those who can't feed themselves or house themselves. Here, even in San Diego County, there's 6,000 homeless. And every winter, 600 die of hypothermia and serious infections. It should never happen in America. It should never happen.
I want to say this also. People need to think about this. Prepare yourself, of course, with hard assets. You know, I said gold and silver, food, guns and ammo. But also prepare yourself to protect it, or no point in getting it.
Exactly. And that, by the way, means work together with your friends. Join the Gun Owners of America. Join the NRA. I belong to both. I'm also in the process of designing exotic weapons, which I'll share with my Christian and pro-life American Patriot friends. And I want people to understand we're not going to be disarmed. It's just not going to happen. If the federal government passed laws, let's say Cory Booker became president and he managed to pass his laws, or Kamala Harris, they try to disarm us and we're going to march them down, put them on trial, and they're going to be put on trial and either put in prison permanently or executed. They're not going to get away with this. They're not. People need to understand that the population will not be cowed like in other countries, like in China or Russia. We're not going to be suppressed, are we?
I know, speaking for myself, I'm not. You know,
right.
I can't speak for everybody, but I know there's some people that are in our fellowship will not be.
I've had some people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're a nasty man. You say that if someone threatens to kill you, that you'd kill them. I said, I don't want to harm anybody. But if I'm sitting in a restaurant and somebody tries to take a machete to me or shoot me, in a restaurant here in Vista, California, they're going to die violently. And they need to understand that, and that's what puts a stop to people threatening. I don't get threats anymore. Once in a while, some idiot will pop up, but if they go away, they realize, like, oh, this is not a guy to mess with. There's 104 doctors that are functional medicine doctors who have died in the last decade or so. They were too nice. Niceness and the word Dr. Deagle should not be within 10,000 miles of each other. I will die for you in the truth. I will serve the Most High God and pray for you. But I won't put up with a centillion of crap from you. If you want to harm me and my family, you're going to die violently, and it's going to be miserable before you see your maker. Okay? That's the facts, right? And if Christians have that attitude, we won't harm anybody. We will defend ourselves, though. I'm not out there to try to harm people, but I do want to defend my family, my right to have my own opinions. When I see people being attacked on college campuses, thank God Trump is saying that if you don't defend the right to free speech, we're going to take away federal funding. The federal funding should be already gone. These universities, to me, are disgusting. They're a nest for Luciferic, you know, Satanism and socialism, which is always godless. A godless society means there's attacks on the family, there's attacks on masculinity and on women being truly feminine, there's attacks on the basic unit of society. I think we're at the end of the road, and I honestly think that that President Trump is probably our last president. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know, but I do know that we're.
I'm just guessing. I'm not prophesying. I'm guessing.
Sure, I understand. You're speculating.
Yeah. Like, I'm speculating, but I'm telling you, it doesn't look good because who's going to come after Trump as a Republican? Because so many of them are rhinos, and all the Democrats are I call the demon rats. They're all evil. You just have to pick what brand. They're all lethal. If there was a food stuff, they'd all be laced with political cyanide. They would kill you. Your comment, Pastor Butch. Go ahead.
Yeah, my comment is, people, I mean, please, stand for Christ and His truth no matter what the cost. And have enough spiritual sense to prepare yourself for rough times ahead. Maybe they won't happen. Maybe they'll pass us by. But it's better to have a spare tire in the car and don't need it.
Exactly.
Than not have it.
I'll tell you what my suspicion is. The Book of Mark makes a kind of a hint of what God's going to do, because God doesn't have a past, present, or future. He's omniscient. But I believe God's going to intervene in a very clever way that's going to save the population from a lot of nastiness and annihilation. And He's going to excise evil out of the world. It says two in their field and one is taken. The one taken is the one that's doing evil, not the one that's doing good. And the one taking is God, just like in the Pascha or Passover. So God's Passover is coming, isn't it? Evil is going to be excised from the world. And God, not us, is going to do it. God's going to do it.